Well, here at Mater Dei Radio, we have an opportunity to talk from time to time about the great young men who are in the seminary for our archdiocese here in Portland. A great appeal recently kicked off, and joining us today, it is our good friend, Father Peter Giulia. He's in studio today to let us know what's going on in the Office of Vocations. Good morning, Father Peter.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a little while since you've been here. It's been a busy summer, and now you just move right into the fall season, and the seminary appeal has started. Tell us a little bit about it, because it got kicked off down in Springfield at St. Alice.
Yeah, it was great. Actually, we try to kind of mix things up a little bit. Often we have gone to our parishes that were big donors to the appeal before. But in some ways, Father Mark Bentz at St. Alice kind of donated in a different way. The last 2 years, he had actually taken on 3 seminarians this past summer and the summer before for summer assignments. Now, that's a lot of people to keep track of. You know, St. Alice is a very busy parish. And so then you got 3 seminarians also to go in the mix and supervise and mentor and everything. But Father Mark happens to have like a decent amount of rectory space. And he's got a lot of energy. And I think he's kind of, I always think of him as like Energizer Bunny. But so with that energy, the guys have had a really wonderful time down at St. Alice. And then we also try, because the geography of the Archdiocese is just so gigantic, that we want to make sure that we get outside of the Portland metro area and kind of get further down south. And so we thought that Springfield would be a really excellent place to do that. And it was wonderful. You know, so our Archbishop was there. He celebrated the Mass. He did the Spanish Mass at 11. And then they had, you know, like a pancake breakfast afterward. And I was there, and Father Randy was there, and a few of our seminarians were able to be there too. And so now the video also for the appeal is out there with Archbishop Sample playing kickball.
That's right.
Which is a super fun video and everything. And in the last couple of years, we have exceeded our goal, over $1 million. 2 years ago, I think, was the first time we reached our goal of $1 million. And I think this year it was over $1,300,000. So really, really wonderful. And people's generosity goes a long, long, long way for our seminary and education. Because now we have 34 men.
Wow.
So the posters just came out. So everybody's getting their posters at their areas. And then you'll see some of the trading cards. We designed the card of like the individual seminarians to be like a baseball card. And it looks super cool. And that was actually primarily designed by one of our seminarians, Ramon Camacho. So it's like all hands on deck. I love that.
So the goal of the seminary appeal is a fundraising campaign that pays for that year's tuition for all of our seminarians, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, it's primarily seminary and education is the big lion's share of the cost of things. So you could just think about going to just think about you have some college age children. Mm-hmm. And so you just think about all the costs that it takes to send somebody to a college, right? And so Mount Angel, you know, of course, there's room and board and all their educational costs. So there's just all the costs of going to a seminary. And so so there's a lot to pay for, as you can imagine. So
what is the cost to send one seminarian to school for 1 year? Is there an estimate does the Archdiocese take on all that expense?
Yes, they do. It's a little bit different depending on your diocese that you're in, but largely because of the generosity of the people of Portland, we've been able to pay for really everything for seminarians.
Okay.
But they fall all in the same ballpark, but it's about $50,000 to $60,000 a year for a guy when you consider the whole, you know, wrapping your arms around the whole thing. And consider that too, right? Where somebody might go home for their summer if they're in college. Well, they don't really go home. They still get educated. So they go to a place like St. Alice with Father Mark Bentz, and they're still doing like an internship, so to speak. So their summer is still structured, but it's structured in like more pastoral work rather than like specific educational work.
When seminarians get sent to different parishes for those summer assignments, what's the goal or hope that you have for these young men that they actually experience? What part of that pastoral summers is helping them in their education to become a priest?
Yeah, a lot of the guys who are younger or earlier in their formation, I want to see some confirmations, right? That when they're immersed in a parish environment, that there's that light that goes on that says, yeah, this is where I want to be. I love this. Because, you know, they're still discerning primarily, especially in those early years, especially the first 4 years, 4 to 5 years in the seminary. And then when you get later on, it really is experience. It's actual pastoral experience working at a parish. Oh, this is how much I could expect to be doing anointings of the sick.
Okay.
Or going to, oh, this parish is close to a hospital. So there's actually a lot of sick calls and there's a lot of that stuff. And this is what preaching looks like. This is what preparing to educate people for OCIA looks like. And so they're getting to participate in all those kinds of things. So it really gives you, like right now we have Marcos and Beto are down with Father John Boyle at Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And so they're out there, not super far from Springfield in Cottage Grove, and they're doing like what is kind of a pastoral internship. So they're actually not at the seminary, but they basically will spend their whole summer and what would normally be the first semester at Cottage Grove at the parish. So they're really immersing themselves into parish ministry, education, and all the other stuff that Father Boyle thinks would be good for them to be a part of the parish. And so, yeah, that stuff becomes really valuable, just actual on-the-job training kind of stuff.
All right. Yeah. Well, through the seminary appeal, that is the way that all of us in the Archdiocese of Portland can support, well, our children, our future priests. It's important for all of us to look at that. Just right on the main page of the Archdiocese of Portland webpage, you will find a link that'll talk more about the seminary appeal. If you are just tuning in, it's Father Peter Julia with us this morning talking about, well, all of the work that he is doing as the Director of Vocations for the Archdiocese of Portland. Well, we were talking too about it's been a little while since you've been here. Summer just really flew by. Part of that was because you spent it with some young men down at Quo Vadis Days. I think that was back in August. How did that go this year?
It was great. We actually had 55 high school boys.
Wow.
Who came. And a couple of them were from your Archdiocese too. Brenda, we had a couple Seattle guys come.
Yeah,
but of course, you know, Vancouver's so close that
sure.
Sometimes it's a bit more
I'm going to get those names just to make sure they stay off of your roster.
They're the great group of guys, honestly. It was a really good year. And I think this year, more than any other year we've had in recent years, it seemed like one guy who was a high school senior that was truly serious. And last year, that was Luis. Like Luis entered, right? And so he entered last year after his senior year, and then before that, it was Jonathan, and then Jonathan entered, right? And I think the year before that, it was Josiah. And so we've had guys each year, but this year we probably had more like between 5 and 7 guys who were actually seniors that were seriously considering the idea maybe seminary should be my next step. And so more than ever before, we're actually considering it or as a serious next step for them. So that was really exciting. So to have 55 guys total and to have so many seniors actually thinking, oh, maybe I should think about being a priest for the next step in my life. That's pretty encouraging. So really cool.
Father Peter Julia is the director of the Office of Vocations here in the Archdiocese of Portland. We're having a wonderful conversation, just getting caught up on all of the work that he has been doing this summer. Father Peter, as always, we have plenty to talk about. Not enough time. I'm already up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break and we'll continue in the next half hour?
Absolutely, Brenda. Thanks.
And I am back with Father Peter Julia. Of course, we had to have a longer conversation to get caught up on everything that's been going on in the Archdiocese of Portland. And he is getting ready to take a trip to go and visit some of those seminarians. Father Peter, thank you so much for taking the time and being with us today.
Oh, always great to be with you. Thanks, Brenda.
So, Father Peter, with those young men, of course, I mean, we're talking about they're 17, maybe going on 18 to be a senior in high school. Then following something like that with Quo Vadis Days, they're going to finish their senior year. How do you begin to work with them so that way they can begin to answer those questions about, like, Quo Vadis, like, where am I going? What is God calling me to do? How do you start to step into that picture to help them make that discernment?
Yeah, Quo Vadis is an awesome springboard because we also had, I think, like 22 of our seminarians there. So they get to talk to guys who have already done it, right? And so then they get to also talk to a guy who just did it, who was actually with them at Quavadas Days last year, and they might actually know that guy. So you're like, oh, this guy was at Quavadas last year, and now he's a seminarian. So we have like this direct bridge for guys who are at the camp and then decided to enter. And so a lot of them can ask questions about, well, what do you have to do to apply? They could, of course, ask me that question, but it means almost more to ask seminarians, especially those who have entered in the last year or two. What was the process like? What's that? And so usually from there, those men end up making appointments with me, and then we start to talk more seriously about what it would look like to actually apply. And then I'll get them signed up to go to the Archbishop's Discernment Retreat, which will take place in December this year. And so I think that's the weekend of December 19th, might be the Saturday that year. I can't quite remember, but somewhere right around there. And so we just kind of get them more in the pipeline of like serious discernment and what it would look like to actually apply. And one thing I like to remind parents of, this is like this big misnomer, and I think it's because we use the word seminary. So they'll say like, well, I think you should, you know, go to college. And I always say, they are going to college.
That's what
right?
seminary is.
It's a college seminary, right? You know, so I think that okay. It eases some parents' mind to know that when you go to the seminary, you're not wasting your time. And I like to use Father Justin Echevarria as a great example. And I've been with people and I said, hey, Father Justin, for those whose parents are worried about these guys getting an education, can I ask you a question that you can tell the guys? Because he was one of our speakers for Quavadas Days.
Okay.
I say, how many degrees do you have? Four. So Father Justin got an undergrad degree. Then went to the seminary, and so then he got a master's in philosophy, he got his bachelor's in theology, and then he got his licentiate in theology. So Father Justin has 4 degrees in higher education.
Wow.
And so I like to remind parents out there who are worried about their son becoming a seminarian. If your son is a seminarian and becomes a priest, he will probably be amongst the most educated people that you know.
Okay.
And will ever know. Most of the guys end up having probably between 3 and 4 degrees by the time that they're done.
That's so incredible.
I mean, if education is very important to parents, then they're not lacking in it.
You know? Well, and sure, and you think about all of the work that priests will have to do throughout their lives. Yeah, a strong foundation is critical to be able to allow them to do that. And it's also critical for you, Father Peter, to be able to go and see them working in the seminary, going to school. You do that every year. You're going to begin to embark on those visits coming up, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really cool. And now there's just so many cool overlaps, anywhere from when you're in a school, one of our schools, to when you're at Quavadas Days, to filling in at a parish for people. You see all the inroads. What's everybody thinking about doing? And then you see the overlapping circles of our Catholic faith, or I might even go to YCP for something and then somebody's discerning there. And so it's pretty cool to be a little bit more integrated into our community that way and see everybody at every stage of the journey, whether they're a young Catholic professional or they're, you know, still in high school or even grade school, you know, for that matter. So that's kind of fun.
Well, Father Peter, part of those visits, you begin those this year, you're heading down to St. Patrick's in California. That's where we have some of our seminarians there. 7, you said.
Yeah. We've got a bunch of guys at St. Patrick right now. I think it's 16 at Mount Angel. And then we usually maintain it's roughly, I think it would actually be 4 at the moment, but it's often like 4 or 5 at the North American College. And then there's only 2, but there's only 2 guys at Bishop White at the moment. That just happens to be.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes you're on kind of these off years or cycles of younger guys who are entering and stuff. So hopefully we could get a couple more friends for the guys at Bishop White. But yeah, I'll go up there to St. Patrick with the men, and they have there's something called the Bishop Vocation Director meeting that happens every year at like Mount Angel and St. Patrick, for example. And so that's where all the sending bishops and then the vocation directors gather together about like developments in the seminary, other details that might be changing. And so I try to go to those meetings if I'm able to go to those. So St. Patrick has theirs. And then as we were talking about too, I'll be going to Rome right after our convocation here. So we'll have our convocation and priests in Portland, but then I have to go, I'm doing a spiritual direction program.
Okay.
But run by the Avila Institute, for anybody who might be familiar with the Avila Institute, really great folks at Avila Institute. And they're doing I do a lot of spiritual direction. And so just to kind of learn more, and they're doing their retreat in Assisi. But of course, if I'm going to be in Assisi, then I'm going to go right over to Rome after that to see the guys there and do the visits with them. So
we were very excited while our digital media manager, Sarah Kenzie, was in Rome on her recent pilgrimage. Yeah. She got a chance to stop in at the Knack. She got a wonderful tour with Anthony Wynn. And I know he is one of the young men from the Archdiocese.
Anthony's one of the luckiest guys ever. I tell you what, within only a couple of months of him landing, he's already met the Holy Father, Pope Leo.
A couple of times, apparently.
I haven't even gotten to meet him yet. And so it's a wonderful opportunity. Actually, Anthony sent me an awesome video. He happened to be over in the area by Santa Maria Sopra Minerva is the name of it. That's where Sarah's talking about St. Catherine's body is.
Okay.
And so, but they had St. Pier Giorgio Frassati there for a period of time before the canonization mass. And so, and Anthony just happened to be there while they were bringing his casket into that parish. And so he sent like a 4-minute video to me where that happened. And so just really fun opportunities, and you never know when they're going to happen. So,
well, I would suggest then while you are there, obviously God smiles fondly upon Anthony. So just maybe spend a little extra time with him, and we'll just kind of wait and see what God places before the two of you. Maybe the Holy Father might come over and say hello.
You'll I might have to get let lucky. Us know. That would be fun. Yeah.
Blessed. No luck. Yeah. Just blessings.
Sorry, blessings. Exactly.
Oh, well, Father Peter, always a great morning when you join us. Thanks so much, and keep us up to date on everything going on in the Office of Vocations.
Thanks, Brenda. Always great to be with you.